responsibilities. So we can talk about all these wonderful programs and making school lunches healthy and adding all these fruits and vegetables and whole grains. They don't do anything. What really helps kids is involved parents. And when you have a government state inspector telling a little girl, your mommy packed a bad lunch, here's a state government lunch, here's a government lunch, that is a signal to kids and to parents that just throw in the towel, let the government take over. And that's exactly the wrong solution for kids.
But the reality is the government is feeding kids every day. They're feeding 28 million kids at least every day. That's half the kids in the United States are getting national school lunch. So it should be helpful. I don't think
Susan,
we should just pretend that parents can handle it. Let the parents pack a lunch. That's just not an option
for a lot
of parents.
You know that 28 million children are not living under the poverty level. There are children whose parents are financially able to provide their children a meal and can do so, but instead they hand their children $3 to grab a lunch at school. We need to encourage parents to pack their kids lunch, get off the government dole, so that the school lunch program targets kids who really need it, those low-income children. There is no reason for 28 million children to be getting a school lunch. Their parents are capable of doing it, but the government offers a disincentive to parents by saying, hey, you just sit back. We got it. We've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner covered for your kids.
Well, I think it's getting absolutely insane. I just don't really think, you know, look, how many of you, do you know that if you go to a restaurant now in New York, you've got to ask for salt? Now, do either one of you put salt on your food?
Oh, yes.
All right. I'm a big salt person. Are you a salt person, Susan?
I like salt.
All right, you like salt. I like onion salt and garlic salt in particular at home. That's what I put. But I'll settle for regular sea salt if I'm at a restaurant. But now, because the government's so looking out for us, because we're too stupid to figure it out for ourselves, now you got to ask.
I'm not. What are you talking? I was just in New York, and there was salt on every single table.
Well, that might have been violating the law. For example, do you have a problem if somebody smokes outside in their apartment? Do you have a problem if somebody smokes in their apartment? Do you have a problem if somebody smokes in a park when they're walking through a park, for crying out loud? I mean, I don't like smoking. I think it's stupid. But, you know, at some point, we got to have liberty and freedom here. I just think the government has gotten so intrusive into our daily lives, we've lost all focus in what the government, what their role is, what their function should be. We can't afford all of this, and I don't want the government taking care of decisions for my kids. I'm capable of making their lunch.
Sean, I think you make a great point, and I think it's important to realize that really this case in North Carolina had very little to do with food. It has to do with control and the government's interest in controlling every sphere of our private life. As you said, salt on your food, smoking, whatever it is, it has a real interest because ultimately, and when we're talking about school lunches, the government and the Obama administration does not believe parents will make the proper decision for their children. So they prefer that parents cede that to the schools because they think the schools, through this new healthy school lunch program, will feed kids healthier meals than they can create themselves.
If a third of the kids in this country are overweight, obese, and now they have type 2 diabetes and heart disease, then clearly someone isn't making good decisions. And I don't think it's a bad idea to try to lend a hand in a place where kids are trapped for 8 hours a day.
There have been efforts to reform the school lunch program for decades. And it never gets healthier, and it never gets better. And when studies back up that the only way to make kids healthier and to reduce obesity is with parental involvement, then we are on the wrong track. Even the First Lady said when her daughter started to gain weight, she got more involved. She didn't march down to Sidwell Friends, their expensive private school, and demand.
Exactly. She did it herself, which is the way it should be.
She did it herself.
All right, we got to run. We're out of time. I'm not trying to be rude to either one of you here, but... it is what it is, and we're just out of time.